Okay, we'll do a standby here in a little bit, see if we pick up some more stations. Good evening, everyone. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Weekend seemed to cooperate with beautiful weather most of the weekend. Got a little rain last night and this morning, but that's always beneficial. But it didn't ruin the day. It turned out sunny, although breezy for the last couple of days. So we had a little bit of winds go with it as well. First up on the list, we're going to go with Dave, KEAPCQ, standby NADRL. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ron and the group. Well, beautiful day, nice cool weather, so we canned tomatoes today. And tomorrow is going to be another batch. We've got some stewed tomatoes to do, probably about 14 quarts. Other than that, the weather's been great, cooperative. I should have my Mestastic radio in a day or two. And looking forward to dig into the kits. By the way, Ron, Ham Radio Crash Course did a good video on one. And he used a Plano tackle box, just a little one, about 3x6. And it had a seal on it, and he put it up at 16 feet, and he tried to avoid most, like, concrete buildings and stuff. And he got almost 2.5 miles with it. So I'll save the rest for the next trip round, and KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave, sounds good. Yeah, it's line of sight, so depending on what you've got, like I said, toward the north and west of me, I got about 1.5 miles. To the south and east of me, I only got about 1 mile or so. So depends on your tree coverage, depends on your buildings and things like that. Height is, again, always king, but, again, I'm not really sure how it overshoots. So if you get it up too high, the stations that are in close may not be able to get you. It may shoot over the top of them. So. But being a mesh network, if they shoot over the top and get one station, that station may be able to mesh with a station that's closer in that got overshot by the higher station. So who knows on that one? We'll have to see. But good deal on that one. And I put together another one today. I've had the parts. I just haven't been able to get down in the shop to put it together, but I got to put it together. This one went in my vehicle. There is no battery in it. It plugs into the USB in the vehicle and connected to an outside antenna. And so when I start up the vehicle, it'll turn on. When I shut off the vehicle, after a period of time, it'll turn back off. So we'll see how that works. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, standby KF8BLX. Good evening, Dave.
Evening, all. I just want to put in a reminder for next Saturday that the NAQP, the North American QSO Party SSB sideband, is going to be operating from 2 p.m. on Saturday, 12 hours until 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. If you're looking for some states, if you're chasing after the Worked All States Award, it's a great, great time to pick up some stations. You can work in the afternoon and with changing band conditions and different bands, you could usually make a pretty good showing. A lot of guys actually worked all states in just one weekend. Well, I wanted to bring that up. And about the ARRL, with their latest note on service disruptions, they have came out on August 7th with a statement that the DXCC system will be restored and running by August 20th. So DXCC, there's a lot of guys in the queue, I guess, waiting for awards, and hopefully that should be up and running. The Worked All States has been going on pretty good for the last month or so, and maybe by the end of the month, ARRL will pretty much be back where they were at. And just want to give a shout-out to Rick, KF8BLX. Rick, thanks for joining our net. Always great to have new folks, and very enjoyable to have you with us. 17 meters. I've kind of been bragging that up. That's still working great, especially on FT8. If you have the capability and looking for some contacts, that's a good way to go. And hobby-wise, I bit the bullet and just bought a new Heil PL2T articulating mic boom, usually for contests and special events. I've been using a headset and a put switch, so now I'm just going to try the boom and the put switch and see how that works. One last thing, I wondered if any of you guys kind of want to get together sometime on the 220 repeater, kind of pick a date, just do a kind of an informal rag chew, maybe do some mobile, see what kind of a range we're getting with it. We got it up there, we ought to be using it. So that's it for this round. KC8YVF, back to you, Ron, and ADRL.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot for all the information on the ARRL issues. I have not done any more with my log. I've been tied up with a variety of other things. And so I'm still at the same point in my log of trying to get my paper log up the electronic copy. I haven't even been on the radio, HF, FT8, anything in probably a good month, just other than these Sunday net and Monday net. That's about all the radio time I've got so far. Too many projects going on. And yeah, the 220, that would be good. Pick a net kind of when there's not another net going on and kind of pick a day so somebody's freeing on it. And if they have 220, get on and do that. In the shack here right now, I only have a 220 handy talkie, but it is connected to an outdoor antenna and to a power supply, so it puts out its full 5 watts. So at least with that, I can hit it with no problem. So that would be good there. Let's see what else. Oh yeah, on the boom. Yeah, I've got a couple of those. Those have worked out nice. I have the headset. Usually for contesting, I use the headset so I can hear a little better. My hearing is definitely not what it was years ago. So the headset usually helps me out. But after a while, it kind of gets tired. Some is using that, and if for quick little rack chews and other things. I do have the boom. I had one that I used for my Kenwood, and then I won the auction from one of the guys out there in the thumb and picked up a Heil PR40 mic with another boom for that. So I have the boom for my Kenwood mic and the boom for the Heil mic for my Kenwood radio and for my Yaesu radio. So makes it a little easier that way. They are nice. All right, next up on the list, we're going to go KF8, VLX, and then we'll do a station break for more check-ins. Good evening, Reg.
Good evening, Al. I guess I want to start out and say thanks to Dave for the welcome there. Appreciate it. Not too much going on. Just finally got my 2-meter station up and working the way it should be working, so finally got that goal accomplished. So now I think I'm going to start working on my UHF now and see what I can do with that. Need to find a just standalone UHF radio and get that up and running in another antenna possibly, because I don't have a dual band. I'm just running the straight 2-meter antenna at the moment. Let's see. I'm kind of curious on what this mesh network stuff is you guys are talking about. Anybody's got any more info? I would appreciate a little more on that. Just it sounds like it's almost like a USB plug, almost like an SDR or something, but I'm kind of guessing here, so correct me if I am wrong. And with that, I guess I'll call that a first round and send it back to you, Al. Thanks.
All right, Rich, if you do a Google search for MeshTastic, there is a ton of information out there. There's a variety of videos by some of the ham radio YouTubers out there. There's all sorts of web pages and things out there that talk about it and show information. B, basically what it is, and I came across this back a couple of weeks before Dayton Hamvention back in May. And I know some of the other, Rick had already was into it. Clayton, one of our other guys here in Saginaw, was into it for quite some time, but I really didn't pay much attention and came across it. It is 900 megahertz radio, so it's a little circuit board antenna, put it in a 3D printed case or whatever, and it works on 900 megahertz, and it's from the LoRa, the L-O-R-A type of circuitry boards for long range, L-O and long and range, and they're used for a variety of different things, for weather stations, for farming, for all sorts of things where they need Part 95 radios on 900 megahertz. Well, there is a conversion. You update the firmware in these, turn them from those other type of applications into basically a 900 megahertz texting system. And the mesh network itself is, if I have one and you have one and we're within range of each other, mine will talk to yours, yours will talk to mine, and if somebody else is out there, they'll all mesh or talk to each other, and you can send messages using your cell phone link to this device and send text just like you would sending a text over, you know, your telephone network. If the phone system ever goes down, like AT&T did for quite almost a half a day there, you're still able to do texts and things like that to your other friends that are on the mesh network. So kind of a different aspect. It's not really ham radio related, but it kind of is. It falls into our realm, I guess. So something kind of neat. So take a look. Let me break. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.